Friedler, a tough day in the field. How would you sum that one up?
Yeah, I think it's a good wicket. We started off all right, and then after lunch, I think we did a little bit slip. Maybe didn't bowl towards our game plan, but yeah, they also batted well, and I also think it's a very good wicket. I think we maybe didn't bat as well as we would have liked. We needed at least 400 on that wicket. But now it's just fight back time, I think.
And having got yourself into such a good position yesterday with your opening stand, I guess today just emphasises it even more how disappointing yesterday was.
Yes, yeah, I think it's two games in a row now where we had like 100-run partnership in the last game and this one, and then we just couldn't, the bases were laid and we just couldn't capitalise on that.
What about Marcus Trzaskothic? He doesn't give many chances. Have you come across him before? Have you bowled at him before?
No, it's my first time, but he is a world class. I mean, he could still maybe play for England. Well, I know he did retire, but I mean, he's still good enough to play there. So he is a world class player.
When you see somebody just hitting it to all parts, I mean, how as a bowler do you have to keep changing your plans to deal with that?
Yeah, I think there was a stage where we tried to just give him one, and then we still couldn't do that because I think he saw the ball also like a soccer ball, so like a football. So yeah, it was difficult. Yeah.
And you see your first innings lead slipping away, and they've obviously gone on. They're 120 ahead now, still with five. So the number one target for the morning is get him out first of all.
Yeah, I think I don't think we have to focus on him. I think we have to focus on our game plan, hitting our areas, and make it as difficult as we can for them to score runs, and then and then we just have to bat well.
On a positive for you, a couple of wickets and a couple of sharp catches as well.
Yeah, yeah, I was just really lucky. Sometimes they stick, sometimes they just wobble out. So I was lucky with that. Yeah,
not often you get two of them in a quick succession either.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And in terms of just one thing about that, there's a lot of extras today. I think that between the team bowled 20 no balls. That's quite a lot of no balls, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's actually our bowling team. We've worked on that, and we have bowled a few no balls. I think the first three games, I don't know, I can't give you the reasons because we are working on that. So that is disappointing. Bowlers shouldn't be bowling no balls. That's only we have to look at ourselves.
And I guess that just adds to the frustration of everything that sort of got against you today, is the fact the extras column is particularly high.
Yeah, because I also think a no ball, he counts two runs. Mm. And then sometimes you bowl a good ball and it's a no ball and they get a single. So it's all of a sudden three and you have to bowl extra balls. So, yeah.
And just a final one, you had a big appeal against Marcus when he was on 132. Everybody except the umpire and him seemed to think it was out. You obviously thought there was a nick.
Yeah, I think there was a nick, but that's how cricket works. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you just miss them. So I still feel it was a nick, but that's how cricket. Next day, he might miss it and I might get a wicket edging his pad. So that's just the way it goes.